can lift heavy things or do a lot of work.
Did you say that?
Stout.
Okay. What about Husky?
Husky, yeah. All those are kind of, I guess, the same to me. Husky, stout, strong.
None of them means overweight?
Well, I guess Husky, well, you know, you might say, well, she's a stout girl. And that's kind of a euphemism for what a fat ass she is.
Okay.
I guess. And of course, that's the same thing for a, you say, well, she's a strong woman. And, well, that wouldn't be the same as stout. And husky, yeah, husky implies largeness.
Okay. What about somebody who is generally has a smile on his face and something good to say about people? You say he's mighty.
Good natured.
Okay. And a boy at one stage when he's growing up is apt to fall over things, trip over his own feet, that kind of thing.
Clumsy, awkward.
Would you have a name to the a noun for somebody like that?
A klutz.
Okay. Specifically somebody who's clumsy?
Yeah. Or a spastic.
Would that be meant literally or?
No, just
okay. And what about somebody who just keeps doing things that make no sense? He's just a
plain fool.
Okay. Any other terms, nouns?
Idiot. Nincompoop.
Did we discuss what a nerd was?
I think we discussed nerd.
Okay. Somebody who has a lot of money but pretty much holds on to it. He's a
skin flint, tight wad, tight ass, stingy.
Okay. Say, if you heard somebody say, well, so and so is just as common as he can be, what would that mean?
Well, to me, it'd mean that, there are two shades of meaning. One is that just a regular person, you know, easy to get along with, not pretentious. And on the other hand, common also can mean, well, like you might say, she's just a common whore, or and it has its derogatory connotations as well.
Common belly dirt?
Yeah, yeah.
My grandmother's bit. What about an older person, maybe in their 90s, who's still able to get around, do for themselves? You'd say they're still mighty.
They're still spry.
Okay. And, if a woman's children are out real late, you wouldn't say she feels easy about it, but she feels
uneasy.
And a child that doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you say he's up the dark.
Scared of the dark.
Okay. Any particular name for a child that frightens easily?
Scaredy cat.
Okay. All right. Talking about being afraid, you might say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she
used to be afraid.
Mm-hmm. Or talking about the opposite, you might say, well, I don't see why she's afraid now, because she
didn't used to be.
Somebody who leaves a lot of money out in open sight, he's awfully
careless.
Yeah. And somebody who, well, say you have an old aunt, and nothing really wrong with her. She every now and then just acts a little bit
strange or I probably wouldn't say queer, because queer to me means homosexual, and does to everybody else too. So.
As an adjective, he acts queer. That means he acts like a homosexual.
Yeah, to me.
Or he's a queer.
He's a queer. He acts like a queer. He has breath like a queer.
Breath.
Just queer made breath. It up.
Okay. Somebody who makes up his mind and refuses to change it regardless. You say he's awfully...
Stubborn.
There you go.
Obstinate, bullheaded, muley.
And somebody you just can't joke with without him losing the temper. He's awfully
touchy, hot tempered.
He got what?
Mad. Angry.
Or something else that you hear pretty frequently?
He got livid with rage.
You had to take a leak, you had to take a...
He pissed off, I guess.
That means angry?
Yeah, anger.
Okay. And if somebody is